This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
So, before we bring out our great guest, I think it's crazy that I started this show in my head of like, will this work? To then doing it in my office with Zoom, and then to now do it in person with people here that could be at work, that could be at school. So much love. Thank you guys, and welcome to the first ever Unlikely Live. And with all that snazzy stuff, let's bring in the person we're all here to see. He is the inaugural AEW champion. That means he is the first ever AEW national champion. He's a trendsetter. He founded The Demand. He's a man who found love in Las Vegas and a man who lives here in Las Vegas. Please welcome AEW's very own Ricochet.
Coffee right here.
And by the way, you can tell that this is the first one ever because what do wrestlers come out to? Some entrance music. So next time we'll play the entrance music. You got a nice theme song too.
No, we don't. We don't need the music. We good. We chilling.
By the way, if you want to put the title down here, we got some space for it.
It looks good right here.
So.
Think?
It just looks good, period. That's a beautiful title. Ricochet, we'll start with this.
What's up?
I'm a little nervous right now, dog.
Why?
Not doing it in my office, you know what I'm saying? Not with just press, like people here. So I gotta ask you, what's the most nervous you've been heading into a match?
Oh, man. Nervous. I was just thinking, you always get nervous, but I haven't really felt nervous in a long while. Man, when was the last time I was nervous?
For those that don't know, you did debut at AEW All in Wembley Stadium with thousands, hundreds of 40,000, 50,000 people there. No nerves there?
Anxious, excited, but I don't think nervous was the word. It's, I definitely have felt nerves for sure, but I think, again, I turned that into excitement. I turned that into, adrenaline. I turn that into, you know, focus, I think, the nerves. Anytime I get nervous, I just kind of, again, I think, why am I nervous? Like, I've been here so many times before. I think the nervousness is the nervousness to entertain. You know what I mean? I hope that I entertain the people, you know, but as far as, like, doing what I do, hey.
Hey, respect. Look, I want you to know for the fact there are kids here that skip school.
Yeah.
That said, forget the education. Shout out to wrestling as my son claps. You're married to someone who's very well known in the wrestling space, Samantha Irvin. Shout out to her. I want to set the tone for the interview and now the nerves can go away. Yo, are you guys planning kids anytime soon?
We're not like trying, but we're definitely not trying. Like, if it happens, it happens. Then, you know, we'll enjoy it if it, you know, saying if it happens.
You have an iconic laugh. Can you hear that one more time?
Yeah, I actually got that from my brother-in-law, my step, he always does it in just awkward moments. And he think, you know, you think you say something funny and you, and it's like, Irv, no. So like, I say, I'm taking that because it's so like annoying and it's so, it rings in your ears. So I said, I'm taking that, so you know. So if you hear that on TV, don't be mad at me.
No, it's just legendary.
And obviously like Jada Kiss and obviously, but like when I started to think about doing it, I got it from my brother-in-law.
Your time in AEW, I know a lot of people like to throw out the word reinvent, saying you're the best person that came from WWE to AEW and all the success that you've had. It's been, about a year and a half? We're coming up on 2 years of you being in AEW. How's your time been?
It's been great. It's been absolutely great just being able to. And again, I don't think I've reinvented anything, honestly. If anything, I just went back to doing what I was doing like on the independent scene and in Japan and what I was doing that kind of got me popular in the first place. So it's not even like reinventing myself. It's going back to what I was doing before, you know, I got on TV. So it's funny that me being able to, I don't want to say like be myself, but like me being able to like kind of just dig into something that I feel is natural connection with the audience.
Can I say freedom? Because it just feels like the you freedom, have freedom to.
Yeah, but it's not even the freedom, but it's just like me being able to actually, again, I didn't have to think of anything crazy, think of some characteristic or think of some gimmick or do something. I was honestly just went back to doing what I thought, you know, kind of got me popular on the independent scene. So it's cool that, again, they do give me the freedoms to explore that.
No, and it's been great to see, and, you know, getting ready for this interview, going back and looking at some of your matches that you've had in AEW. I know Christmas last year, Hammerstein Ballroom with Ospreay. Went back and watched the stretcher match that you had with Mark Briscoe, Double or Nothing, this past year. I know this is kind of asking, hey, which one's your favorite kid? Have you had a favorite match in AEW so far?
Honestly, the one I had, the couple that I had with Swerve, is up there. I think the story that Swerve and Nana and I were able to tell, I think, also helped our matches as well. Both triple threats that I had for the international title. Both of those, I think, are up there. I've had a couple like sneaky television, like collision, like with like AR Fox and stuff that I've really enjoyed as well. A couple quiet ones in there. But I think, those are the ones that stick out with me in the moment. Obviously, the Mark Briscoe one was cool to be able to kind of, you know, tell character moments and show characters in that as well, rather than just being a crazy match.
The blood and the scissors at the end, that shot
was kind of great. And also being able to team with The Demand and being able to have some matches against the Hurt Syndicate or whomever, you know what I'm saying? I think those have been fun as well. And going over to Mexico with those guys has been fun. Honestly, the past year and a half has been pretty fun. Like, it's just been a consistent growth.
Well, and I do want to ask you, too, you bring up Mexico, and I know this tweet has been going around, but I want to say it to your face, because usually, if we didn't have a live audience and I wasn't nervous, I like to start off interviews giving flowers. You're the first ever black wrestler to headline in Arena Mexico and the Tokyo Dome. You've done it within a year.
Thank you. Yes.
As I say that to you and look at you, like, can you put that into perspective, how massive that is? Because that's first ever.
No, yeah. And you really can't put that into words because even then I didn't even realize that until, you know, like a day or so later when someone on Twitter says, and you're like,
oh, word.
And then you go and you like start looking, you're like, oh my God, I guess I am. No, but that's just cool. And that's, again, when I started wrestling, I didn't like start wrestling to become some like famous wrestler and do all this stuff. I just started it because it was local, something I loved to do and something I loved to watch. And so I could use my athleticism and all this stuff and perform in this wrestling ring that I thought was cool. So when it's going from that at training at 14 years old to now being able to do something that has literally never been done before on a massive scale like that, like with Main Event in the Tokyo Dome and Arena Mexico, two arenas that have been around for decades, years, decades. Yeah. So, yeah, it's cool. There really is no words that can really describe how big of an accomplishment that is. But it's crazy because there will be someone that will be like, that's nothing. He didn't do anything. You know, there will be someone out there that has that opinion. But I think, again, for someone like me who just grew up, you know, watching everything,
yeah,
I think it just is a cool little accomplishment to have on your resume.
And look, since you've joined AEW, sometimes I get frustrated because for those that don't know, my man is bald. And he gets persecuted. And look, everyone can come in different body types. I mean, look at me and look at him. Everybody's different. And there's been some people that have kind of tugged the line of joining the team.
Yeah,
of Team Bold.
Yeah.
But they decided to go the other way. Your coworker MJF.
Yeah.
John Cena, your former coworker. Are you disappointed that they didn't come home?
Just commit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if Stone Cold can do it, if Ricochet can do it.
Yeah, listen. Holly. Michael Jordan, come on, everybody. Kobe Bryant, yeah. No, yeah, it's definitely funny. And I had thought about it. I feel like that's... No, I couldn't see myself flying. I couldn't see myself doing it. And I think I have like a decently shaped, it's like a small little peanut head, but I think it's like decently shaped. So I got lucky with that aspect. Like if I had like a Megamind or something.
You were Stokely. You know,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, but if I had like moose, if I had a big old moose head.
Yeah.
I like my little, and my wife loves it, so.
That's the most important salute to her.
Yeah, that's the number one.
Now, for those that don't know, AEW's new assignee is Tommaso Ciampa, a man who is also bald and now the current TNT champion for AEW. He did an interview a couple days ago, and live here in person in front of this audience, you get to react to what he said. He wanted to do a hair versus hair match. Now, again, Tommaso's bald, and so is my friend Ricochet.
Yes.
So, whoever lost that match would then have to grow out their hair. Your response, would you be down? That's never been done before in wrestling, by the way.
Yeah, I guess that'd be a first. That'd be another first ever thing that I get to be a part of. Tommaso and I have history, and so we were in tournaments together, and we've competed all over the world. And I think that is probably something that would get some views. I don't know. I mean, I probably could rock a cool skullet. I could probably rock a cool skullet.
You think you could bring the hair back?
If I had to grow my, I mean, not all of it, but I could grow out what I can, for sure.
I wasn't judging, by the way. I was just ask.
Get the Carlos Boozer and just paint it on
his
head.
Let's not do that. I don't want you out here looking crazy.
You just paint it on his head. No, that definitely would be something interesting. Like you said, it's the first ever, too, so it'd just be another accomplishment that I have.
I want to stick on the hair thing. There's another gentleman that has great hair in wrestling. He goes by the name of AJ Styles. He left somewhere, and there's some rumors, there's some speculation. I'm just wondering, if AJ Styles wanted to join AEW, what would you think about that?
I don't think he's got the guts. I don't think he's got the guts. I know he's phenomenal, AJ Styles, but the bar's been raised over here. And listen, wherever he goes, he's getting old. He's up there. He's getting old. The drop kick's not as high as it used to be. You know what I'm saying? I was always, it's not getting up there like it used to be. So he wants to come here and compete with Ricochet. He wants to come here and compete with The Demand. He wants to come over here and compete with Tommaso and Okada. Come on, AJ.
It's
a different ball game over here.
Some would say it's where the best wrestle.
We're the best wrestle. And I mean, everyone's welcome for sure. But he's not going to do it. There's no way. He's going to stay as far away from here as possible.
Now, I know there's some people here that aren't the biggest wrestling fans, so pardon me with this next question, because it's going to be a little bit inside baseball. But I have to ask, because I don't know if you're ever going to be on the show again. especially after you thought I attacked you for being bald. So, you faced AJ Styles, and there was a great sequence where he threw you off the ropes, and he caught you midair, and he hit you with the Styles Clash. It's an amazing sequence. Whose idea was it? And was the rehearsal, how did that work?
Can you see, that wasn't even me. That was like a different universe. You know, like in Marvel, they have World
Earth 625,
and they have different world. That was a whole different universe, Ricochet. That was a different, more unaware, unadept Ricochet is what that was. That was like a different model.
So I can't even get the inside because it's just...
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. Yeah, I wouldn't even know.
So let me ask you this. Is the biggest misconception from fans that the wrestlers at different wrestling companies have some sort of beef with each other just because of where they work?
No, I think I still talk to Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods almost every single day. Obviously, like you have Apollo over there I talk to every day. I talk to Dozer. I talk to a lot of guys over there almost every single day, almost. And the same with, I'm sure, a lot of people over here. I'm sort of Swerve talks to a lot of people. Again, MJF says he talks to a lot of people still. So, yeah, we all actually, we be watching everybody's stuff. I think we talk to everybody. We talk pretty normally, I believe. Yeah, I believe, at least from my perspective, I think, especially amongst the boys and the girls, the guys and the girls, whatever you want to say, yeah, I think it's pretty cordial, I would say. Honestly, the people I hate is like Jack Perry. I hate him. I hate freaking Mark Briscoe. You know what I'm saying? But as far as my friends over there, they're all great.
They're cool. I do have to ask you on social media, one of my favorite things with you joining AEW is you know, there's nobody saying, hey, don't tweet that out. You kind of let the chopper ring on social media. Yeah. Has anyone approached you and said, hey, tone it down a little bit, or no?
Actually, yeah, I've had people talk to me a lot. Well, you gotta watch out for this. But yeah, you just do what you think is, again, especially because most people online are just tweeting whatever they want, so I'm gonna tweet back too. But yeah, it's all in fun. It's all in due fun. Especially it's online. It's really not a real place. So why not just have fun? You know what I mean? Especially nowadays, I think more than ever, so many people want to share their opinion like it's a fact, when really it's just an opinion. Mm-hmm. So, but then also some people who just share their opinion, you have other people who are mad about the person sharing their opinion. It's like, guys, that's just their opinion. You don't have to get so mad at it.
And I'm not trying to change your mind. Yeah, I'm just stating mine.
He's just sharing his opinion, or they're sharing their opinion. You don't have to get so mad at this person because that's their opinion on what they like. You know what I'm saying? So, but then I think also it gets skewed a lot because sometimes people, again, will post their opinion and literally just start trashing whatever company they're talking about. And then whenever someone's like, no, that's not really true. And then someone's like, oh, what, you can't take criticism? It's like, we're in 2026. Everybody's taking criticisms. It's like, but when you are literally just taking a moment to trash and dog whatever company that you're talking about, it's like, it's not a criticism. That's just, now you're just trash talking and speaking your opinion. Like, two different things.
And I know you're talking about certain people, but I would say, yeah, I'm kind of curious from your side of it. Because me as an outside observer, I feel like there are certain media outlets that kind of want to try to be negative. Do you view it like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and that's with everything. That's movies, that's music, that's anime, that's everything. There are people out there, again, and maybe it's the, you know, maybe it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
A lot of negative opinions get more negative opinions to comment. So maybe it's the numbers factor. If I say this negative opinion, then I'll have this many comments and likes because the conversation that's happening. So I also get that. It's numbers, it's metrics. You gotta get that. But at the same time, I do think there are people out there that thrive off of it. You know, it's just like in news, just like in anything. Yeah. I think there are people out there that thrive off the negative of everything. And not that they can't find, but they don't want to, not even that they don't want to find, they don't want to talk about the positive stuff because it won't get as many likes or comments or whatever as talking about the negative stuff.
Well, let's talk about some love.
Yeah.
You brought up your wife earlier, Samantha Irvin.
Yes.
She's very well loved. Everyone gave her a round of applause.
I just want to know.
She's the best.
How is she doing?
She is honestly having the time of her life. She's at the house. We have my stepdaughter, but her daughter. We have our three puppies that we got.
Recently?
Well, we've had two of them for going on 3 years. And then the other one we just got, she's a rescue. We just got her going on maybe 3 months, not even. So she's at home with her puppies. We have our beautiful house. It's hard to even just leave the house. It's hard to like get out. And I think honestly being out of, not the spotlight, but like honestly the day-to-day wrestling spotlight and the negativity that wrestling can bring. Because again, you can go on and say, man, I really like apples. And people are like, yeah, but what about oranges? You don't like oranges? And it's like, guys, just literally, you know what I'm saying?
I just like apples.
No, seriously. So I think she's enjoying being out of the spotlight. She obviously plans on coming back. She wants to come back. She wants to create. She wants to tell stories. She wants to do all that stuff. But I think at the moment, I think just being out of the so-called bubble, they say, and being out of the spotlight. And it's funny because she doesn't really, you know, especially in recent years, has she like really been tweeting or doing anything? She once every now and then, but then
someone will
retweet or post a video of her or something of her being like, oh, Samantha. And then people are like, oh, I forgot she even existed, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, yeah, but you're the one, you're following her, so you didn't forget she existed. Like, you just chose this moment to like say something negative when you could have just not said anything.
Yeah.
You could have, you know what I'm saying? So it's just funny. But she's enjoying it. She's at the house. She's just creating. She's singing, but she's always sung. She's been singing since middle school. She's been doing show choir and band and tunes, and she's even
here in Vegas.
Even before
throughout.
She was wrestling, she was in Cirque du Soleil, she was in Vegas the show, she traveled the world doing a Michael Jackson thing, she was, yeah. You know, so like singing's always been her life, so I don't want to say she went back to singing. She's still making songs. She's still doing that stuff. But for the most part, she's honestly, and I think this is the first time she hasn't had to like, what's the word, like work to like survive. Like, you know, her whole life it's been, you know, what's the next gig so you can pay your bills, so you can, you know. So now that she doesn't have to like literally hustle and struggle to survive, I think she's, you know, finally enjoying it and doing kind of what she's been wanting to do. She's been getting real big into scrapbooking recently. She's got stickers and all the stuff. Real big into.
She's got time to do everything on her Instagram.
She made like a whole Dean Malenko page, scrapbooking and stuff. She's made like a Sopranos page. She's literally like scrapbooking is like one of her big things right now. And things that she was doing when she was a kid that she can now finally, you know, enjoy as an adult and stuff. She's just enjoying her life, honestly. It's great to see.
No, that's super dope. And she also recently went online and said, hey, when you guys get to team together, the word she used was historic. I don't need to know any specific plans. I just want to know, how many ideas have you guys gone back and forth when this finally happens? Because it seems inevitable. It'll happen sooner or later.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, I mean, again, it seems like countless, you know, wrestlers are always talking wrestling. Wrestlers are always talking potential this, potential that, whatever. But again, nothing's set in stone. Everything's just kind of, you know, in the air. But I think it eventually happened. And I maybe historic is the word, but I think she and I think our chemistry together, and I think whether it's good or bad, I think we'll be able to get reactions out of people. And I think we've kind of already proven that we can get reactions out of people off a little to nothing, you know.
Samantha on camera is crazy.
And the thing is, she's been an actress her whole life. She's been in plays and other things her whole life. So like getting into a character is like nothing new for her. You know, it's going to be like riding a bike for her. So that's something that I'm excited to see too, and excited for the world to see, and excited for her, you know, creatively. You know, and again, who knows if that's going to be this year, next year, whenever, you know. So, but again, I think I'm just excited for her to create, because I think, especially somebody like her, literally from the moment she wakes up, she's like thinking about something, you know, and she's wanting to create or do something. Again, I think that's why she's been scrapbooking, because you just got to get your ideas out, you know, all the ideas you have, you just got to get them out. And so, and the same thing goes with acting, and same thing goes with character work. She's, I don't know if you, even on her Instagram or whatever, sometimes she has like characters that she does, and that's all day she's singing something or doing a character or making a voice or something all day. So
by the way, I'm not on her Instagram. Out of respect.
So
I approve from a distance at shows. Salute.
I think she's ready for it, and whenever it happens, it's going to be awesome.
I want to ask you, because one of the words I said earlier was freedom. We talked about you going all over the place and getting the wrestle. You're taking that national championship all across the world, literally. Is this the most fun you've had in your wrestling career in the 20 years that you've been doing it?
That's a hard question. I've had some fun. I've had so much fun.
Because I feel like the glory days of the come up always gets looked at nicely, but I feel like now when you check your bank account, you're like, this is pretty nice too.
Of course, of course. But it would be, I mean, I'd be lying if I haven't said them. And I think maybe, again, like you said, the early days, they often get said, because that is when you're making the memories and you're
Did you realize your impact on the come up? For people that don't know, his acrobatics, he was like one of the first wrestlers to really go viral on Twitter. So he would have clips of his matches and have millions of views because people had never seen the acrobatics of it. Think about like the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry running up and down the court, shooting the ball like 5 seconds. Well, he was the wrestling version of that.
Yeah.
And did you realize that impact? Because I feel like every there's going to be someone in line today after this that's going to meet you and say, yo, I've been watching since then. But in that moment, did you realize the impact?
Honestly, probably not. Even kind of now, because back in the day, you know, I was watching the Matt Sydals and the Amazing Reds and Jack Evans and even AJ Styles. No, I was watching those guys and you know, the Brian XLs and all those guys. And I was kind of wanting to you know, pattern myself after those guys and follow kind of their careers. So in the midst of trying to follow these guys, not that I got lost, but I wasn't really focused on my own legacy. I was just kind of doing whatever felt right in the moment. And honestly, I think with my style going over to Dragon Gate, they were like the leaders in that style, I thought. Like, that's where I kind of based my style from, is the Dragon Gate guys.
You were trying to fit in with them.
Yeah, because I thought what they did was just so spectacular and so cool and so precise and so accurate. And then at the same time, they would have some of the craziest, most funny characters on the show as well. So they had such a, it really was like a circus. You'd have so many different acts on the show. And they got real popular in 2006 because they came over and did like a Ring of Honor six-man tag, and then they blew up in the States. And then so that kind of was always the style that I kind of tried to, you know, pattern myself after. But then I think with trying to keep up with those guys, not that I lost track of my legacy, but I wasn't focused on mine until
you're trying to make it, you're on the come up.
Yeah, until later. And then, yeah, not until later did when kids who are wrestling now are like, oh man, your style, this and that, blah, 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 that it start really hitting me. And so, but yeah, at first I kind of was just focused on wrestling and I didn't really focus on anything else. Not until later did I start to realize that it really did make like an impact, which is great because that's kind of what I want to do. I want to make an impact just like Matt Sydal did on me and Amazing Red and Jushin Thunder Liger and Hayabusa and those guys made on me. Like, I want to make that same impact, you know, like D'Lo Brown or, you know, Juventud, those guys, you know what I'm saying? I watch, so so it's cool that now Ricochet is kind of a part of those talks.
Is there anything you can do back then that you can't do now?
No. Nothing that I, probably stuff that I just wouldn't do now, but I bet if I practiced even a little bit, I could probably still do everything. And honestly, that's the thing. It's when I'm in the ring, I still feel like I'm on the top of my game, but it's like before and after where I'm like, okay, getting old. You know, when I'm in the ring, I still feel on point and everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's hot sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Thing is boom, boom, boom. But like, you got to do a good warm up. You got to make sure your hips are stretched.
20 plus years, right?
Yeah, 22, 23 in October.
Salute.
Yeah. So then, and then afterwards, it's like ice, and it's not even because you're really hurt. It's just because you don't want to get hurt later. And then maybe you get on a flight, so you do the match, and then you go to sleep at midnight, and you wake up at 4:30 to get to the airport at 5 to get the, you know what I'm saying? That kind of takes more toll on you now than anything.
I feel you. We'll close out with these final 2 questions. This week is the 4-year anniversary. I'm asking you about another spot. You and Logan Paul at the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Both sides of the ring. On a meter of 1 to 10 in terms of pain, because you guys met body to body, how did that feel? Because it sounded like a car crash.
Yeah, that it definitely... The impact was more than I thought it was going to be, because we were so far, so I thought it was going to be more of a light impact, and the fall was going to hurt more. But no, the impact, we really collided hard. So that kind of, but then for me, the fall, I think I broke my fall, but he fell, and it looked like he whiplashed pretty hard. It looked like he kind of hit his head hard. I'm sure he would say he's fine, and I'm sure he's okay, but... Again, I wasn't really ready for the initial impact as much as I was bracing for the fall, because I knew we were just about to fall, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No, that one, yeah, because you can hear it too. It's like, pfft.
No, wait, listen, I showed my son that earlier this week.
And once we fell, the fall wasn't too bad. It's just anything worse than what Bobby Lashley does to you.
No,
you
know facts. What I'm saying? Whose idea was it?
I couldn't tell you. Probably like Hurricane, honestly. It was probably like Hurricane's idea.
It's brilliant. And we'll close out with this. 2026 is here as we close out the first month and head into February. I want to know, what's something you want to do? Who's someone you want to face this year?
That's a question that always gets asked. And
did I ask it the best?
Yeah, but
thank you.
I guess for me, my answer is, guys, I don't care. I don't care who it is. I've been wrestling for so long. I feel like I've wrestled everybody. And there's obviously new kids. I've new guys that I've worked with. But listen, I'm the guy that people want to wrestle now. Okay, so if you guys want to wrestle me, I'm available. But as far as who do I want to wrestle? Oh, I don't have any names off the top of my head of who I just want to get in there and. Listen, I'm getting old.
when you wrestle Speedball Mike Bailey, someone who wrestles without shoes on, do you feel like it's unsanitary?
All the time.
There's like a concern going into that match, like, hey, did he exfoliate?
I don't want to say that I have OCD, because there are people who actually have like OCD and like affects their lives, so I don't want to say that. But like, I do have, you can ask my wife, I have like tendencies and isms where, and like, the cleanliness, and that's probably something that I got from Japan, because they were real sticklers about being clean and so that's something that stuck with me, so I'm always thinking about that. Like when I used to wrestle like Matt Riddle and those guys, always with no shoes on, I don't see how they do it. And I grew up in Kentucky. We walk around with no shoes a lot. So, but when I get a chance, I'm putting some shoes on.
I promise you, this is the last question, and then we can do this meet and greet. But talking about cleanliness, I had the chance to have Samoa Joe on the show, and he's talked about how AJ Styles' hair is the best smelling like hair that he's ever wrestled against. Is that fair to say? Would you agree with him?
There's been some good hair.
Is there like a Mount Rushmore? Can we get a list to close this out?
I'm just trying to think of guys, like Adam Cole's hair always smells, he always puts like water and conditioner in his before he wrestles, so it like stays looking like it's wet the whole time. So it's a little like slimy a little bit, because it looks, but it always smells great. It always smells great because it's like a conditioner hair. Honestly, Matt Jackson, when he lets his out, like, because I don't know what his hair routine is, but it always smells great. It smells. AJ actually, yeah, AJ has some good smelling hair for sure.
Bron's
hair smells like bacon and sausage.
I mean, it looks like it. And with that, we'll close it out. The first ever Unlikely Live with AEW's national champion, Ricochet.
Just another first that I've been part of. The first ever.
We're in Mexico.
Tokyo Dome. In Unlikely Live.
We're out of here. Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.